Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, crime author of the D.I. Andy Horton contemporary set crime novels, the Art Marvick mystery thrillers, the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries, and two standalone thrillers In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. You can find details of all my crime novels on my website at www.romark.co.uk. This podcast is the reading of an extract from the audiobook of Death in the Cove, the first in the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries, set on the Royal Island of Portland in Dorset, with the second in the Ryger series, Death in the Harbour, set at the port of New Haven in East Sussex, and the third, Death in the Nets, set in the fishing port of Brixham in Devon. Inspector Ryger is a detective with Scotland Yard's Criminal Investigation Department, who is sent out to investigate baffling coastal crimes. In the first in the series, he teams up with the former war photographer Eva Paisley, who joins him on his ensuing investigations. This extract is from Death in the Cove. When the body of a man dressed in a pinstripe suit is discovered by war photographer Eva Paisley in a secluded bay on Portland Island, Dorset, Inspector Alan Ryger of Scotland Yard is sent to investigate. Recently promoted, the thoughtful, observant Ryger is on his first solo investigation outside of London and is very keen to prove his worth. Ignoring the warnings of the local police inspector and the Dorset chief constable that his trust in Eva Paisley is misjudged, Ryger quickly realises that her observations could provide the breakthrough he needs in a complex murder investigation and the answer to the haunting circumstances that have sent the man in the pinstripe suit to his death. Listen to the actor Jonathan Rhodes reading two extracts from Chapter 1 of Death in the Cove. I hope you enjoy listening to it.
Who found him?
A woman.
Miss Eva Paisley.
Ryger raised his eyebrows quizzically. What was she doing here that early? Maybe she was an insomniac or a dog walker or an early morning swimmer, but Daniel scotched those ideas.
She said she had come to the cove early to take some photographs of the morning sun rising over the sea. When she reached the beach, she saw the body.
Ryger looked up at the cliffs. Surely she must have seen the body before then. Daniels shrugged.
She told Inspector Crispin that she could see instantly that the man was dead, but she checked for a pulse before taking some photographs of the body.
Ryger was even more intrigued. That took some presence of mind. Not easily scared, then.
She said she'd seen much worse.
And here is the second extract from Chapter 1 of Death in the Cove.
Down in the bay, on the far left, was a handful of beach huts and three fishing boats on the shore above the tide line. Across the sea to the west stretched the cliffs of Dorset. The sea shimmered as the sun's rays caught the top of the small waves. He turned his attention back to the pillbox and peered inside. It was possible the dead man or his killer could have hidden here, but there was no obvious evidence of that. Just weeds, brick dust, spiders and mud.
Daniels said, "There's another pillbox on the beach not far from the water's edge. It gets flooded at spring tides. The area behind the cove was mined. It's okay, they were all cleared a couple of years ago."
"Glad to hear it." They continued down, and soon were in the sheltered cove. Ryger surveyed the rock-strewn shore. There were some rusting fishing implements and a handful of broken nets by the three wooden fishing boats. Had the dead man come ashore on one of them with his killer? "Have you a list of who owns the boats and the beach huts?"
"I can get one. The local police will have it."
Daniels jotted this down in his notebook. Ryger suppressed a smile. The younger man was very eager to make a good impression. His usual sergeant in London, Jacobs, wouldn't need to have been told, but then Jacob's had many more years' experience than either him or Daniel's. They'll need to be interviewed. For that, he would need the full cooperation of the Portland police. He and Daniels couldn't cover all the ground. He'd been told that the local inspector was called Crispin, and he'd find the police station at Fortune's Well to the north of the island. Crispin would have been alerted as to his arrival. Rigo wondered what kind of reception he, an outsider, would get messing about on an investigation on Crispin's patch.
Jonathan Rhodes reading an extract from Inspector Rigor 1950 set novel Death in the Cove, the first in the series. The Inspector Rigor novels are available in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and also as an audiobook. For more information on my crime novels, please visit my website at www.romark.co.uk, where you'll also find lots more articles on how I write, the writing process, and the background to my crime novels and my characters. My books are available in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and some are also available as audiobooks. They can be bought from any online retailer or bookstore, and also many can be loaned from UK, Commonwealth and USA libraries. I hope you will join me again to listen to more of my podcasts.